Since last Saturday's tragic events, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' Tucson office has stayed open despite her absence. It's also become a meeting place for mourners and well-wishers. Today brought a welcome surprise to the office. One of the staffers who was injured in the shooting returned for the first time. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has that story.
Pam Simon walked into a sea of happy faces and open arms.
Hi, everybody.
She suffered gunshot wounds to her wrist and chest. Her message was simple.
I happened to get hit by bullets, but all of you, especially those of you that were there, you got wounded too.
Simon's arrival is the most visible sign that perhaps the staff of Gabrielle Giffords can begin their own healing. Since Monday, they've hosted a stream of constituents, friends, and volunteers offering condolences and long hugs.
I just came to say how sorry.
And then there's food. Lots of food.
Well, this is a fraction of the type of stuff that has been happening here. People have been coming by from all over the place.
C.J. Karamargin is Giffords Communications Director. He says the staff was still reeling from the initial shock of the shooting when they decided that opening the office on Monday morning, as usual, would send an important message.
No act of depravity would be enough to close down this small little outpost of our government. The office is open, our government is open, our democracy is open, and that hasn't changed.
So the basic work of a congressional district office goes on, helping Giffords constituents with their problems, immigration, foreclosures, Medicaid denials, and the rest. Sarah Hummel-Reka handles immigration and veterans affairs for Giffords. She's also the staff photographer, so she was at the congresswoman's side when the gunman started shooting. Reka managed to find cover.
Not that I'm trying to repress anything, but working through this, and I mean, keeping the office open is what Gabrielle Giffords and what Gabe Zimmerman both would have done.
Reka says the news that Congresswoman Giffords is recovering helps keep the staff strong, but she says the death of 30-year-old fellow staffer Gabriel Zimmerman still seems unreal.
Tomorrow I want to walk in, you know, go sit down at my desk, say hi to Gabe as he drinks his Dr. Pepper when he comes in, and, you know, chat about the weekend and, you know, have things be like they were last Friday. But it's not that way, and time doesn't stop, and we'll just keep going forward.
Somewhere between the feelings of denial and acceptance, there are moments when the gravity of the week is inescapable. Gabe Zimmerman was a social worker before he became a congressional staffer. Earlier this week, he was honored at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., when Speaker John Boehner ordered the flags flown at half-staff. C.J. Karamargin's eyes well up as he talks about his friend.
When I turned on the TV and heard that, it broke down. He said Gabe Zimmerman died in the line of duty. Soldiers die in the line of duty. Firemen die in the line of duty. Police officers, first responders die in the line of duty. When do social workers die in the line of duty? I mean, it's just tragic.
As for his own mourning, Karamargin says he hasn't really had time for it yet. Back outside the office, there's a memorial of countless candles and flowers and dozens of placards with poems and prayers. Carmen Mayer, a semi-retired accountant, reads one that brings a smile to her worried face.
And I like that. And love will hold us together, make us a shelter to weather the storm. That's what's going to happen. It's going to take a while, a long time.
Gabrielle Giffords' staff will collect the placards and the many boxes stuffed with handwritten notes and letters of sorrow and grief. They will collate them in the hope that the Congresswoman will one day be able to read them. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Tucson.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.